A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. With special thanks to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Nun Aleph, Shabbos 51A, pagination page 101. Let's take a quick glance at the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, which is five lines from the top. Memale es hakiton, a person is allowed to fill a pitcher with water. Benosin lesochas hakar otachas hakeses, and you're allowed to put it under a pillow in order to retain its coolness. So in this case, the Mishnah is introducing hatmana insulation, not in order to retain its heat or to improve its heat, but in this case, rather, the liquid is coolish, and you don't want it to heat up from the atmosphere or from the sun. So you're trying to insulate the coolness under the pillow to protect it. And the Mishnah says that that's okay. The Gemara asks, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar la'atmin es hatzonein, you're allowed to insulate the cold. That's the statement that's being made by the Gemara. And it seems that it's repetitive because the Mishnah already told us that, and the Gemara would not simply tell me something that the Mishnah already told me without specifically quoting it from the Mishnah. It sounds like it's a new chiddush. Omer Rav Yosef, my kamash malon, what are you telling me? Tinyana, we learned it in the Mishnah. Memali adam kita venos in l'selchas hakar or l'sachas hakeses, that you could put something to retain its coolness. The middle of the line, Omer le Abaye, Abaye explained, Tuva kamash malon, we're being told quite a bit. De'imi masnisin, if you only had the Mishnah that told you, you're allowed to put water underneath the pillow, hava amin, I would have thought, hani mili, that only applies. Dova she'in darko lahatmin, something that's not normally insulated to retain heat or to increase heat. Avo dova she'darko lahatmin, but something that's put there to heat it up, lo kamash malon. So we're being told that you could take even regular foods, and if you want to retain their coolness, even though they're not like water, that no one puts cold water in to warm it up. It just doesn't warm up like that. So you're being told not only the case of the Mishnah, which was water, and someone might want to differentiate and say other foods are different, even other foods are also permitted. There is a machlokas here, clarifying whether you're allowed to do such a thing with cold, or that type of insulation might be confused with other type of insulation and it's prohibited, but we rule that it's permitted. If you take a look midway on the page, the last word on the line is Omar. We find a story where, again, they're trying to codify this and make it clear that all types of insulation for the purpose of cold is permitted. Omar le Rav Nachman, Lidaru Avdei, Rav Nachman told his servant, his assistant, Atmin Litzonein, hide for me cold on Shabbos. And he was trying to tell him by a Maise Rav, by a behavior, that that's exactly how we rule. He also told him another thing, which he wanted to clarify the halacha, Va'aisili Maya, and bring me water, da'achin kefela arma'a, that a non-Jewish baker heated up. What's the chiddush over here? What's he trying to tell him? That normally you would have a question of bishul akum, cooked by a non-Jew. But water, he's trying to tell him, does not have this issue. Shama Rav Ami ve'ikbid Rav Ami said, whoa, what are you doing? Telling him to bring you water heated by a non-Jewish chef? Omer Rav Yosef, my time of Ikbid, what was his big objection? Kirab Vosei, Ovid, everything is fine over here. He's doing like his Rabbeim. Chada Kirab, Chada Kishmuel. He's following the ruling of Rav, he's following the ruling of Shmuel. Kishmuel, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mutar la'atmin es hatzonein, that you're allowed to put the cold water into the cold cooked foods even, into insulation. Kirav d'amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak amar Rav kol shu necho kamo shu chai. Anything that can be eaten the way it is raw, ein bo mishum bishulei nachrim, is no problem of bishul akum, cooked by a non-Jew. So water can be drunk raw without the cooking. So there's no problem of bishul akum on it. And that's in fact how we go ahead in a hotel setting, for example, and take water. The water should be bishul akum. Answer is you could drink water not cooked. So the cooking is not a significant process that's going to aser it. Same thing with fruits, vegetables, things that are edible. The way they are raw is not going to be a problem of bishul akum. You'll have a problem of bishul akum on something like pasta, but you're not going to have a problem on something like applesauce, where you take apples and boil them up. Carrots, string beans, peas. So he's saying there's no problem. So why was there an objection made? Savar, he thought, Adam Choshev Shaini, because he's an important person, a respected member of the community, he should not even have the water, even though the water is permitted, because as Rashi says, people will see what he's doing and they'll come to be more lenient. So he's invoking a rule which we know sometimes applies, but apparently it doesn't apply here. And he was allowed to do it, then he wanted to let them know he's allowed to do it. But this is a concept that we find even in Hilchos Shabbos occasionally, that you're allowed to do it, but not in front of an Ama Aretz. Not in front of a person who's going to be lax in his observance and say, well, if the rabbi did that, then I can even do a step further. Because then the whole thing unravels because of the way he's thinking of things. So we started off over here with the question of making the water, insulating the water so that it should be cool. And we bounced off and we also learned a halacha about warmed water. Let's turn the page. And starting from the middle of the sixth line, ukishem she'ein tomnim nesachamin, the first opinion says that just like you're not allowed to insulate hot foods, kachin tomnim nesatzonin, you're also not allowed to insulate cold foods. Rebbe hitir lahatmin nesatzonin, but Rebbe allowed them to hide cold foods. And again, the question is whether hiding cold foods will be misunderstood and someone will start thinking that you're allowed to hide something else also. The cold is not the issue. The issue would be the hot, because we're worried that you're going to boil it up or hide in actual colds or something like that. Added on to that statement is ve'en merazkin, you're not allowed to chop up lo asashelig v'lo asaborid b'Shabbos, snow or hail on Shabbos, ice, b'shvil sheyazuvu meimav, in order to get the water out of it. So they're chopping it, they want water to drink. So they're chopping, and as you chop, eventually you chop it up so much it turns into water. So Rashi says the reason is because you're doing an action to create water. A different approach is that it looks like schita, just like you smash an orange to get the liquid out, or you smash a grape to get the liquid out. So you're smashing the ice, which is as if it's a solid, to get out of it the water. And that's, in fact, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought in Simen Shin Chaf, which is the Simen about squeezing things.
But it would be, but it's different from just bringing an ice in the house.
Ah, very good. So let's stick with what it says here for a moment. And Rashi is saying you're doing something. And the other approach which I'm mentioning is like Schita, you're doing something. But you're allowed to put ice into a food, even though it's going to melt, the inner choshish, and that doesn't bother us because it gets absorbed into the existing thing, and you're not doing anything actively to chop it, and that's fine. question here is asking, what about purposely taking ice and putting it in a place where, by room temperature, it'll turn into a liquid? Right? And this enters into a different question, which is there an issue of nolad on changing water, changing the form of water? Nolad means you're creating a new thing, but the issue is from the perspective of the new thing, not from the perspective of me doing anything. The two reasons that we cited, which are more mainstream reasons, are that you're doing something. You're creating the water. You're chopping the thing. It's like squeezing it. Nolad is, from the perspective of the thing, this item hasn't been here, and now it is here. It used to be ice, now it's water. A similar shaila is, can you put water into the freezer to make ice cubes on Shabbos, or is that an issue of nolad? Again, you're not doing anything actively smashing it, but you're putting it in a position where it could change its form. And that is a less universally accepted prohibition. The Rama, for example, discusses putting something on the fire. Dry cooked food which has gelled sauce. So the sauce right now is solid, but through the heat it's going to become a liquid. Is that an issue on Shabbos? And that's beyond what we're doing. I only want to make the distinction that nolad is less stringent than the reasons that are given here. Chopping it actively is what the Gemara is talking about, and nolad is something we still need to discuss. Yeshikoach, a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.